Iran's president says the government is fully prepared to implement the macro policy stipulated in Article 44 of the Constitution. Tehran underlines it will not stop uranium enrichment under any circumstances. And Moscow reiterates it will continue its cooperation with Tehran to finish construction of the Bushehr nuclear power plant. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, good afternoon from Tehran. You're watching JNN English News. Thanks for tuning in. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says the government is fully prepared to implement the macro policies stipulated in Article 44 of the Constitution. Addressing hundreds of experts and officials from the three branches of government on Saturday, the president touched upon the consequences of state control and laissez-faire economies, adding both will set the stage for injustice and squandering of resources. He then said Article 44 of the Constitution shows the best and most logical way of public participation in the economic arena. In general, President Ahmadinejad said the nation's economy should be run by the people to open up the opportunity for the cultivation of all talents, with the government playing a regulating role. Italian oil company Eni is to conduct feasibility studies for two phases of Iran's South Pars oil and gas field. The remark was made by Iranian oil minister Ghulam Hossein Nozari, who also said the Italian Eni has shown interest to work closely with Iran and that they will offer their proposals after studying the project, referring to an already signed agreement with the Eni to increase output from Darkowain oil field in southern Iran. Nozari said under the deal, oil production from the field will reach 160,000 barrels a day by late August. Iran and Bosnia have inked a memorandum of understanding on exhibition cooperation. The agreement aims to expand mutual cooperation on holding exhibitions and to set the stage for boosting bilateral trade and economic ties. The head of Bosnia's international exhibitions company touched upon Iran's industrial and economic potential and said investment in the exhibition sector will boost economic relations between the two sides. Meanwhile, the head of Iran's international exhibitions company expressed hope Bosnian businessmen will get familiar with the capabilities of Iranian firms. With JNN, demanding Tehran stop its uranium enrichment activities is an illogical argument. That, according to Iranian government spokesman Ghulam Hossein Elham, who also underlined Tehran rejects out of hand suspension of uranium enrichment if mentioned in the package of proposals by the Perm 5 plus 1 or set as a precondition for talks to continue. He also said Iran will respond to the package after studying it carefully. The government spokesman reiterated Iran IAEA cooperation is running its normal course, and at the same time, Iran will continue negotiations with other countries on issues of mutual interest as well as key international questions. Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, Ali Asghar Soltani, has reiterated the country will continue uranium enrichment while keeping up with its cooperation with the UN atomic watchdog. Soltani told IRIB in Belgrade at the end of his two-day visit to Serbia that Iran's enrichment activities are being monitored around the clock by the IAEA surveillance cameras installed at Iran's nuclear facilities, and that the agency's inspectors continue to do their job on a regular basis. He then said Iran's policy had disappointed the U.S. administration because it was expecting Iran to pull out of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and put an end to inspections. A top Iranian diplomat also said Tehran is studying the package of proposals by the Perm 5 plus 1. IAEA Director General Mohammad El-Baradei says during 5 years of inspections, his agency has found no evidence showing Iran is pursuing a military nuclear program. He told Al Arabiya TV network Tehran's argument that it won't stop uranium enrichment is logical, as it has a right to do so under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The IAEA chief also underlined the inspections have revealed what Iran has so far achieved in its nuclear program, adding the agency has always kept a close watch on the extent of Tehran's enrichment activity.